We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the introduction. We're on page Yutet. We had learned about the gravity of the transgression of Lashon Hara. And we had learned about Doeg HaAdomi, who had slandered the city of Nov and caused the murder of the city of Nov, caused the downfall of King Saul and his sons, that caused the Jews to lose at their final war under King Saul, to lose to the Philistines, caused King David to suffer, caused Doeg himself, Doeg in his slandering, caused himself to lose his portion in the world to come. And the Chafetz Chaim then went on to say that the original sin of the serpent, the Nachash back in the Garden of Eden, was also Lashon Hara. He spoke about the Creator and said, look, he's just withholding this fruit from you because he wants to keep it for himself. And in so doing, he caused Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, to transgress Hashem's only commandment. Umimela, we're in the middle of the row, about 15 lines from the bottom. Al Ritzono, Umimela, Zamdebel Lashon Hara, Ochezben Midato, Mashchetet Livriat Olam. He who speaks Lashon Hara is taking that trait, the trait of Doeg, the trait of the snake, the trait that actually destroys the world. If you look closely, you see that the reason we were exiled, our first exile down into Egypt, the reason was because of slander, Lashon Hara. Kmo sheneemar, as the verse attests in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, Vayaveh Yosef et dibatam ra el avihem. Yosef aroused the enmity of his siblings by bringing bad words. He would give bad reports to his father. And so it was decreed in heaven that Yosef would get a punishment that fits the crime. He would be given over into slavery. What was Yosef saying about the brothers? He said, my brothers who come from Leah are calling my brothers who come from the maids slaves. So he said, they're calling one another slaves. Hashem said, who'll be a slave? And that's why Yosef was sold into slavery. K'modit b'midrash, as the Medrash says, and the Jerusalem Talmud says in Peah. Hagam she'alo tam le'etera ala diba shevi, k'mo she'pershom fershim. Even though Yosef thought he had a good reason, he had a good excuse, maybe it was permissible to say this over to his father. As the commentaries explain in Kozer Eishelo ilo shum eter, you see that all these angles of maybe it's permissible didn't help him out. He ended up in slavery. He spoke bad about his brothers. He had excuses. He had good reasons why it should be permissible. And yet he paid the bill. He ended up in slavery. Why are we still in exile? It all goes back to the sin of the spies. And we know where the spies, what their transgression was. As the verse says in Psalms, that when Hashem was upset at us over the transgression of the spies, Hashem said, from now on they will be exiled. So in the Torah it doesn't say that. In the Torah it says, this generation will be punished. But in Psalms, in Tehillim, it says that Hashem decreed, from now on the Jewish people will be exiled. It's a recurring theme in our life, the wandering Jew, the great diaspora. Why? Because we accepted the Lashon Hara of the spies. And that's what Nachmanides writes in his commentary on Chumash and the story of the Meraglim. Yes, sir. Yes and no, to be discussed maybe on a Thursday night. And our sages say in Tractate Erechin Sheikh, the great transgression of the spies was that they spoke badly about the land of Israel. Guys, did you hear that? We are still suffering from the transgression of the spies. What did the spies do? They made Aliyah, and they said, there's such a long line at Mishrad HaPnim, and the bureaucracy here stinks, and the drivers here, you know, you got to watch out, even if you have a green light, you got to watch. They didn't talk about that. But they said bad things about the land of Israel. Until today, we're paying the price. So, first of all, we should try to look with a good eye. You know what Rav Begun says, and Rav Lisman says the same thing when they're stuck in a traffic jam? Look at how many Jews came to Eretz Yisrael. Wow.
Say the same thing when you're on a crowded train and you come at the Kala.
Huh?
Think of the last time in history there were trains filled with Jews to this capacity. This time it's in Jerusalem.
Huh?
That's what I thought before. I got to say.
And being that they cried for naught, so it was decreed they would cry for generations. And we've had so many trials and tribulations, things have been so rough because of this transgressions. We have a story that in the days of Shimon ben Shatach, his sister married the king Yanai. And he at one point got very upset at the rabbis and murdered any rabbi he could get his hands on. Why did it happen? It happened because of slander, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Kiddushin. The story goes about Rabbi Eliezer HaModai. Someone spoke badly about him, and that's why he was killed by our own forces. They tried to get Bar Kokhba to think he was switching sides, helping the Romans, and the great city of Beitar, which housed the great stronghold of Bar Kokhba, we mourn its downfall like the downfall of the temple. When Bar Kokhba fell, that was the end of the resistance. So our tradition is that so long as Rabbi Eliezer HaModai was alive, the Romans couldn't take down Beitar. The Romans sent in spies, and they heard that the only way to take down Beitar was by taking down Rabbi Eliezer HaModai. How could they take him down? They got Bar Kokhba to think that Rabbi Eliezer HaModai was switching sides. So someone was able to slander Rabbi Eliezer HaModai, and that's how they got him killed. The Midrash Rabbah in Eicha tells us the story, how they got Bar Kokhba to think he had switched sides, and then he gave him one kick, and he dropped dead. He killed his own stronghold. But it all started with Lashon Hara. So even the downfall of Beitar was Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim is giving us examples throughout Jewish history where the great tragedies of Jewish history came about through Lashon Hara. I would add one which he didn't mention yet, even though we'll see it later in the book, and that is that David HaMelech lost his throne because of Lashon Hara. When he accepted Lashon Hara, that King Saul's relative was waiting for him to fall. And so he decreed that King Saul's relative, his grandson Mephibosheth, would lose half his estate. He said to Mephibosheth, "Amarti ata vetzivat tachleku, I've decided, that's it. You have to give half your estate to your servant." So a heavenly voice came out and said, "Oh, you believed slander, and that's why you took away half his estate? So I hereby say that half your kingdom will go. Your kingdom will be divided." And that's when the divide of the Jewish people, northern kingdom, southern kingdom, it was decreed when David HaMelech accepted Lashon Hara. So this is very scary. How many times a day do we encounter Lashon Hara? We see how one time, what an impact it has. So Chafetz Chaim is impressing upon us the importance of thinking before we speak, thinking before we listen, and the gravity of a word that's said badly about a fellow Jew. Tov.